An Unalaska teen has been ruled a juvenile delinquent for his role in a prank last summer in which a handgun was used to threaten another teenager. A jury delivered that verdict last week after a three-day trial at the local courthouse. While most juvenile trials are conducted in private, this one was open to the public because of the severity of the charge. Here's Assistant District Attorney Ryan Bravo.
Because it was a crime against a person and other criteria were met, it could be open to the public, and it was made open because of that.
KUCB is not naming any of the teens involved because they are underage. The accused minor faced one felony charge of third-degree assault for, quote, recklessly placing another person in fear of imminent serious physical injury by means of a dangerous instrument, end quote. Bravo says the teen came up with the idea of pranking the victim, retrieved a gun owned by his parents, and gave the weapon to a friend before they picked up the victim in a car. Then Bravo says the friend pointed the gun at the victim.
The argument we made at trial was that by pointing a handgun, which is by its nature a deadly weapon, it put the victim in fear and therefore resulted in a what we call a feared assault occurring, which is a felony level assault.
Bravo says all parties agreed on most of the facts, including who held the firearm and where the assault happened. He says the dispute the jury needed to rule on was whether the accused teen should be held accountable for his friend's actions and whether the victim was truly afraid. After hearing testimony from six witnesses, the jury determined that the victim was afraid and that the teen was responsible. Defense attorney John Bernitz declined to comment. The teen is now due back in court in August, when the judge is expected to order the final outcome of the case. Bravo declined to speculate, but juvenile consequences often include probation and treatment.
Unlike adult crimes, for the juvenile crimes, there's a much bigger push in how we can all come up with a plan to make it so that this youth will one day be able to be a productive adult in society.
The case of the other teen charged in the incident, the friend who held the weapon, was resolved without a trial. The state has not made his court-mandated consequence public.